Israel has intercepted 39 boats carrying aid and foreign activists to Gaza as part of an international flotilla. According to the country's foreign ministry, they are safe and will be deported. At least 14 Irish people are among those who have been detained so far. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, told the Dáil a short time ago that they were decent people who were doing their best to advance the cause of peace. We'll have more from that special Dáil debate shortly. First, though, we're joined on the line by Caoimhe Butterley. She's an Irish activist who's on board the support vessel for the flotilla. Caoimhe, thanks for talking to us to bring us up to date this afternoon. As you understand it, what's been happening over the past couple of hours?
Thank you. So all of the reports that we've gotten thus far from the over 500 participants who were on vessels as part of the Global Samud Flotilla is that they have been intercepted and now are being processed, some of them who have been brought to Ashdod port. We've seen this in other flotillas, in that people who are arrested at sea oftentimes are offered either a quote-unquote voluntary deportation or will then be formally arrested and go into the Israeli prison system for another matter of days before eventual deportation.
So as of now, are there any boats still sailing towards Gaza?
There are three, actually, and one of them is captained by a grandfather from Cork who said that he couldn't witness one more photo of a massacred child in Gaza and not take action. So there's three sort of sailing their way closer and closer, including one which from our tracker looks like they're now in Palestinian territorial waters. But whether or not those last three boats make it, the people who have been involved in this flotilla for the last month, we've all been at sea together a lot longer than we had initially envisioned, but are very focused and committed to the reality that with the very hermetic nature of the siege and closed land borders, that the sea is literally the only route left in terms of a people's humanitarian corridor to Gaza.
Is it likely, though, that those three boats, the remaining three, that they will also be intercepted and that the people on board will be detained by the Israeli forces?
I'd say there's a high probability, unless the one boat that seems like it is quite close to shore in Gaza somehow manages to dock. People came into this action with their eyes wide open. I think there was a lot of hope that some of the vessels might make it to Gaza with their cargo of humanitarian and medical aid, but also with a certain pragmatism that has seen this type of response happen over and over. And I think even though the Israeli government is using words like safe or safely intercepted, I might draw listeners' sort of memories back to times in which that hasn't been the case, times in which people have been shot or beaten or were treated in ways that are most definitely not in alignment with international law. This mission was civilian, it was humanitarian, it was nonviolent, and its sole focus was on bringing humanitarian aid to Gaza. There was no cause nor pretext to intercept it. And in the absence of the action of too many governments, it was really civilians just trying to uphold international humanitarian law and take action in the absence of it.
Caoimhe Butterley, thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this afternoon.